Welcome to day 137. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes, and Yirtzeh Hashem, we will finish the second Perek today. We started discussing yesterday that when it comes to produce, it's really important to determine from which year of the Shemitah cycle that produce is from. It'll impact things like maestros, certain tithes. It'll impact whether a fruit is considered of the Shemitah year or not. So we said that generally when it comes to fruit, it goes by when the fruit first emerges, and when it comes to grain, it goes by where the first third of its growth was, and certain other things like rice we learned yesterday, it goes by hashrasha, when it takes root in the ground. And then we said that when it comes to vegetables, it goes by when they are picked. So we're going to learn an exception to that rule today in Mishnah Tes. Says Mishnah Tes, Habitzelim hasarisim, onions that have no seeds, upol hamitzri, an Egyptian bean, shemanamehem mayim, shloshim yom of Rosh Hashanah, that you held back water, meaning you didn't water them, you stopped watering them at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then misasrin l'sha'avar, then they're considered tithe for the previous year, meaning to say that if you stopped watering them more than 30 days before, let's say, Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year, then they're considered a third year product, and therefore you'd give Maaser Ani, you'd give 10% to the poor, as opposed to Maaser Sheni that you would have given in the fourth year. Instead, you give Maaser Ani in the third year. And Umutarim Bishvis, if you stop watering it 30 days before the seventh year, then they are not considered a produce of Shemitah, and you can treat it as usual, it's considered of the sixth year. Vim lav, but if you didn't, let's say you stopped watering it only 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, then asurim b'shvias, then it would be considered a product of the seventh year. Umis asrin l'shana haba, and if you did it within 2 weeks of Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year, then they're considered a fourth year fruit, and you'd give Maaser Sheni, you'd give that 10% and bring it to Yerushalayim instead of the Maaser Ani to the poor. So again, it depends on when you stop watering. And the reason that's true is because when it comes to vegetables generally, you generally water them right up until the moment that you pick them. So you're continuing to provide nutrients that continue to develop and grow until the moment that you pick them. So generally, it's determined by, you know, the fruit is finished, so to say, when you pick them. And that's why by vegetables, it goes by that moment of picking them. But by these particular types of vegetables, by these onions, by these sorts of beans, you need to dry them out a little bit before you pick them. They're much better when they're dried out a little bit. And therefore, it generally stops drying out or reaches its pinnacle after having dried them out by 30 days. Beyond that, it's almost considered they're not getting any more produce from it. They're not growing anymore. They're not developing anymore. They're not getting any better. And perhaps the drying out starts to deteriorate a little bit. So at that point, once 30 days hits, then it's reached its pinnacle. And that's the moment that the produce is considered finished, even if you don't pick it until later. So if you dry it out within 30 days, let's say, or before 30 days, you start 30 days in the sixth year, you start, let's say, 35 days beforehand. So then 5 days before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, they're already considered reached their full potential. And therefore, they're considered picked at that very moment. Even if you then pick them during the seventh year, they're still considered fruit of the sixth year. Now, Vishel Baal, if you have these same sorts of produce, these onions or beans in a very moist area, let's say in a valley where water is constantly dripping into it, then Shemana Mehem Mayim Shtei Onos, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, then it's not a matter of stopping to water them 30 days before, it would just be double that, meaning twice that measurement, meaning it would be 60 days, because you water it much less often, and therefore it would take a longer time for it to dry out, and therefore it's 60 days, because again, it's generally moist, you water it less, so you just extend that period to 60 days. V'cham Omrim Shalosh, you would say it would be times 3, meaning it would be 90 days. But either way, the point is that by these types of produce, it doesn't go by when you pick them, but it goes by when that drying out period is finished after you stop watering them. So generally 30 days, but in this moist area would be either 60 days or 90 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then you apply the same rules that we saw in the Mishnah. Okay, that is Mishnah Tes. We'll continue on the same theme now in Mishnah Yud. Hadluin Shekaim and Lazera. If you have gourds, gourds are generally considered regular vegetables, meaning it goes by when you pick them. But if the whole purpose of these gourds is that you want to preserve their seeds, it's not about eating them, but you want to preserve the seeds, then imhukshu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if you allow them to dry out, they've hardened before Rosh Hashanah, v'nifsalu me'ochal adam, you can't eat them anymore. If it reached that stage before Rosh Hashanah, then mutzer l'kaimen b'shvi'is. Then, let's say it's in the sixth year, they've already totally dried out in the sixth year, you can't eat them, then you're allowed to preserve those seeds during shvi'is, meaning they're considered a fruit of the sixth year because it already dried out, it's no longer edible during the sixth year, and therefore you're allowed to preserve those seeds throughout the seventh year, even if you then remove it, meaning even if you then pick that gourd, this inedible gourd, during Shviz, you're allowed to take those seeds and preserve them to plant them then after Shviz during the eighth year. Vimlav, but if there was, meaning if not, if there was still a little bit edible come the seventh year, they didn't totally dry out, but they're still, you can still eat them a little bit during the seventh year, then asr lekayem b'shvi'is. Then at that point, you can know it's considered a seventh year fruit, you're not, or vegetable, I should say, you're not allowed to preserve those seeds to then plant afterwards, because then it has the regular kedusha shvi'is, has the regular shmita status, and you can't do that with those seeds. Hatmaros shalahen asuros b'shvi'is. Hatmaros is, it's not clear either the bud of the gourd that's edible or the leaves of the gourd that's edible, but those are asur b'shvi'is, meaning those are going to be considered still a shvi'is food, meaning to say that let's say the gourd itself dries out right before shvi'is, and therefore the gourd itself, you can preserve those seeds. It's not considered a product of the seventh year. Still, the leaves that are there during the seventh year and the bud of it during the seventh year, that still might be edible, and therefore you would not be allowed to use that, meaning it, that would be considered a shvi'is status, and therefore you'd not be allowed to do whatever it is that you would do otherwise during the shmita year. It has the shmita status, because again, that part is still edible, even if the rest isn't. The other explanation is that it still looks edible, it reminds you of something that's edible, and therefore it could look like it. But either way, we assume it's still, because it's still edible. Marbitzim ba'afar lavan, you are allowed to water a field ba'afar lavan, meaning with white dust. It's not exactly clear what that means. The Rambam says that it's referring to an orchard, but the much more simple understanding is that afar lavan is the dust or the dirt of a white field, meaning a stay lavan, which we learned is a field of grain. So, according to Divrei Rabbi Shimon, he says you can water a field of grain throughout the sixth year. And by the way, the Mefarshim point out, the Bar Timura points out, that's true even throughout Shemitah itself. You're allowed to water a field of grain. Why should that be true? Because it's very destructive to the land if you let it lay fallow without watering it at all for the entirety of the sixth year. And the seventh year, it won't even produce well in the eighth year, meaning you're ruining the field. And we said that when it comes to taking care of a field during Shvi'is, you're allowed to do it if the purpose of it is so that the field itself doesn't get destroyed, but not for the purpose of enhancing the actual fruit of Shvi'is itself. So as long as you're doing it so as not to destroy the field itself, that would be okay. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that you're allowed to do it throughout the sixth year and the seventh year as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oser. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees and says that it's still contributing towards the growth of the field of Shemitah fruit, and therefore that would be problematic. We actually paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And finally, memarsin ba'oriz b'shvi'is. If you have rice that took root before shvi'is, right? We said yesterday that if it takes root beforehand, then it's considered a fruit of the sixth year. So if you have orez that took root during the sixth year, but now during the seventh year, you want to add some water so that the crop doesn't, and the dirt around it and all of that doesn't get destroyed, you'd be allowed to do it. You're allowed to soak that in water because it needs extra love and attention, that the rice crop, and it would actually destroy it if you didn't take care of it in that way. So again, you're not doing it to enhance the fruit, you're doing it just so as just to avoid damage, and that would be okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, aval ein mechaschen. You would not be allowed to cut the leaves of the orez, because cutting the leaves would actually enhance it, but not cutting the leaves would not destroy it, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. You're not preventing any damage or enough damage to make it worthwhile during the seventh year, and therefore you would not be allowed to do that during the seventh year. That is, again, the golden rule there is as long as you're doing it for the purpose of not destroying as opposed to enhancing, then it would be okay during Shvi'is. But if you're doing it for the purpose of enhancing the fruits of Shvi'is, that would be a problem, of course, during the seventh year. That is the second parak. Yemir Tashem will finish with the third, we'll start with the third parak tomorrow.